Alrighty, everybody, welcome. This is the first episode of a new segment we're debuting here on the Film and Water podcast, and it is called Turn It Off with Tracy. And this is going to be a series of short episodes where feature guest appearances by Darlin Tracy, where we will be talking about a horror movie that Tracy has tried to sit and watch. And we are going to figure out how far she can get into any given horror movie before either A, she asks me to pause it, or B, ask me to turn it off completely. Now, before we talk about the movie in question, we need to provide a little bit of context of why this is such an unusual thing. Tracy, you do not like horror movies, right?
That is right.
Okay. Have you ever liked horror movies?
I have never liked horror movies.
Okay. So they've never... and. Was there any particular experience like with one that caused you to not like them, or you just figured you just don't like I know you don't like being jump scared, like that's a big thing for you.
I can't say anything specific. I've just always been like I screamed at the Gnomobile, the first movie I screamed at.
The terrifying Gnomobile. Yes. An experiment in terror, the Gnomobile.
Well known.
Right.
I just never could take it.
Okay.
Like, especially the jump scares.
Right. I remember one of our earliest dates where we went to see Finding Nemo, and there was that pan over to the cartoon shark, and you jumped out of your seat, and I remember thinking...
He jumped out. It wasn't a pan over.
No, it was a pan...
He jumped out.
It was a pan over, trust me. But I remember thinking, wow, that's unusual that I have somebody... I'm dating someone who's scared at... children's movie. But so anyway, but of course I like horror movies a lot. I especially like, you know, kind of good ones. I don't go in for just most of the garbage that like Netflix has. But I've always done my best to sort of shield you from any of those movies I watch. I make sure you don't ever see any of them, because I know you, it's not even like you don't like them, you find them unpleasant to watch. It's not even like you just don't like it. I mean, there's lots of stuff that I don't necessarily like to watch, but we will because we watch it together. But you actually find horror movies unpleasant.
Yes.
Okay. Yet you volunteered totally on your own to do this segment. And I'm sort of curious about that. What brought this on? Why would you volunteer yourself like this?
That's a really good question. I just thought it would be funny.
And now you're regretting it now, I think.
Yes.
All right, okay.
I'm lightheaded. My stomach is in knots.
This might be the one of one episodes of this segment.
Right?
Anyway, once Tracy submitted this idea to me, I was very impressed that you would try and...
I'm so brave.
Yes, that you would branch out like this. I'm not being sarcastic at all. I was really impressed by this.
Maybe I'm not.
And so then the other thing was, okay, I have to figure out what movies you would want to watch, because A, I don't want to show you any gore movies because gore isn't inherently scary. It's just gory. I'm not trying to gross you out. I actually want you to enjoy these movies. I'm not trying to freak you out. So I had to think about what movies that I think
so
are...
obviously you picked this one.
Well,
where there's people jumping out
all right.
Over the place.
Okay, all right. Well, we'll get to that in a second. But I mean, I had to think about what movies I think are genuinely good that, of course, they're horror movies, but I think they're genuinely good movies. So out of that smaller pool, I had a couple of suggestions, and we were originally going to go with a different movie. We're not going to mention that yet because we might get to it later, but it's a little late, so we did pick something short. And in this question, I picked American Werewolf in London.
Which was even shorter than you expected.
Which is even shorter than I expected, because we jumped right from pause it to turn it off. And we got to 43, I'm calling time of death, 43 minutes, 24 seconds into the movie, which as anyone who has seen American Werewolf in London might know, that is the moment where David has gone home with... to Jenny Agutter, which is like a dream of dreams, and he gets up and he shuts the bathroom mirror, and there, of course, is his friend Griffin Dunn as a desiccated corpse. And that was the moment that you had just had enough, right?
Yes.
Jumped right to, I can't watch this anymore. Okay. So
I told you we were on thin ice. And
you did say we were on thin ice during the whole dream sequence with the crazy Nazi monster thing, which is very, very strange. That's our dog sneezing. So we have a wolf in the house. So did you enjoy any of this movie to this point?
It was interesting to see Jenny Agutter
Right, because you know her from Call the Midwife, for a very different role, sure.
And I was just intrigued by that, mm-hmm. you know, just seeing her so much younger. And
she's radiant in this movie. She's
beautiful. Thought it was funny when the guys walked into the bar.
Right, David Naughton and Griffin Dunn.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, so that's about it.
Okay, so there were parts of it that you did enjoy. Mm-hmm. What did you think about the mixing of the horror and the comedy? Because that was this was pretty unusual for 1981. It had been done before, but not by a lot of people. And this was I don't want to say it's controversial, but it was very unusual, and a lot of critics had a tough time with it. That it was mixing heavy gore with laughs. That was kind of a very strange thing.
Can you remind me what the laughs were?
Well, you know what I mean. I mean, just the idea that those guys were bantering back and forth. And, well, I mean, the whole bit about, like, you know, do you have soup? No. Do you have coffee? No. Do you have tea? No. I mean, that's not typical stuff you see in a horror movie. That's all. Mm-hmm. That kind of stuff.
Well, this being my second horror movie,
Okay. After the Gnomemobile. The second one.
Okay, third, because Shaun of the Dead.
You did see Shaun? We do need our. That's good. We do need to give some additional context. Mm-hmm. Is that you like Shaun of the Dead?
And that
you genuinely like that movie.
It's genuinely funny.
It's very funny. It doesn't really have jump scares. Nope. And the one moment in that movie that has terrific gore, I tell you to don't look at the screen because I knew what was coming. I saw that movie before you ever did, and I knew when to say, don't look at the screen. And then while the poor guy's getting ripped apart, I tell you, okay, you can look back. So you really didn't, you enjoyed kind of some of it, but overall just, you know, kind of eh.
Right.
Okay. And it was just too many jump scares.
Too many jump scares.
Okay. All right. Fair enough.
Right and left, people jumping out of everywhere.
There is a lot of jumping out. There is. I have to admit, this will be an education for me. Because the movies I'm showing you, I am intimately familiar with. I have seen American Werewolf in London dozens of times. I've seen it. I saw it when I was a kid. Mm-hmm. Like, it came out in 1981. I probably saw it on cable. So that means I was like 12 when I saw it. And the language of this movie is so embedded in my brain that I don't even really perceive some things as jump scares. Even though I know. Like, I knew in the scene where they're running away from the wolf. And David Naughton trips. Like, you jumped at that. And I, like, almost forgot that that was even a thing. And then, of course, then they do the reverse shot of Griffin Dunn leaning over David Naughton. And then he gets attacked by the wolf. Again, I knew it was coming, but it just doesn't have that impact to me because I'm so familiar with it.
You're desensitized.
I'm desensitized to it. So I have to work on that a little. And there's going to be other movies that we're going to get to that are less jump scary. That are more just kind of creepy horror as opposed to jumpy, outy, scary stuff. So, okay, so that we called this one. I'm not really sure what the goal of this segment is because, I want you to finish the movies. I want you to like them. But at the same time, if we just do all these episodes where you just watch the movie all the way to the beginning, all the way to the end, then there's not a whole lot to discuss necessarily. So I guess this is kind of a mixed bag in that. You know, I was maybe hoping you'd get a little further into this one because I think this movie gets better and better as David Naughton and Jenny Agutter's relationship deepens. I think this movie gets better and better, but there is more jump scares to come. I will admit. So,
I would have if I were on my own and I weren't trying to push myself through because of the challenge of it.
Right.
I probably would have turned it off when the guy let them out of the truck.
Why? Why was it scary about that?
They showed a full moon.
Right.
He's letting them off. He says, stay off the moors, stay on the roads. I'm like, that's like a harbinger of bad things to come.
That's true.
They came to the inn pretty quickly, or the pub.
The Slaughtered Lamb.
Yes. Great name. Please. they got there pretty quickly, so I was like, okay with that. Pentagram on the wall, not a good sign.
No, definitely not a good sign.
And the people warmed up, and I was like, okay. But then they asked what the pentagram was for, and that
got everybody all freaked out, right?
Right. And so they had to leave. And then I'm like, oh, this is...
Which I never would have done. I never would have done.
You never would have left?
No.
Right. So...
I would have been like, I don't care how mad of these bunch of limeys are at me, I'm not going out into the moors. Right. I'm not doing it.
On the night of a full moon.
I'll sleep on a bench or
and
something.
And you can hear thunder in the distance. Who goes out in the rain when they don't even have...
Well, that's, you know, like, they're not taking it very seriously. They're not... that is something about this movie, is that, like, these are characters that live in a world where there are horror movies. So they're not taking it seriously. Okay. Like, they don't come right out and explicitly state that, but that's my read on it, is that David and, I forget, Griffin and Jack, like, they are kind of, like, thinking, this is just silly. And so they're not taking it seriously. And I would have taken
that
it.
That would be their first mistake.
I mean, yes. I mean, I would take it. I mean, do I believe in werewolves? No, but I would not. Well, first of all, I would not be wandering by myself.
Backpacking.
I would not be backpacking. I don't think I'd backpack through New Jersey, let alone the moors of England. But I would never in a million years leave a town in the middle of the night.
Right? With it.
No, that's just not happening. So.
Yeah, so, I wouldn't go out in a thunderstorm.
That too, when it was raining on top of it, right.
And then you hear the howling, growling sounds. And I would not have made it past that point.
Right.
Period.
Right.
Really pushed myself. But they telegraphed it so much. And you just know because they're showing him in the bathroom. There's a mirror. Mm-hmm. There's a curtain.
See that? I'm sorry. I didn't mean to interrupt you.
Like, you know it's coming, which makes it a billion times worse.
See, that's very funny. Because a lot of people would say it's the opposite. Cause to me... it's less scary if I know it's coming. And to me, anytime you see a mirror, you know it's coming. Because you know why else are you showing it. But that's, you know what? You know who agrees with you? Alfred Hitchcock. Alfred Hitchcock's big theory, he always said that suspense is not watching an explosion go off, like in a crowded room. It's knowing it's going to go off, but having it not go off. To him, that's tension.
Right? If the guy never showed up and you knew it was going to, you know, like they're telegraphing it that it's coming and then it didn't come, I would probably be throwing up.
Wow.
Like,
okay. All right. Okay. Well, do we have anything else we want to say about American Werewolf in London? Are you sorry you've volunteered for this experiment?
I'm reconsidering.
I feel terrible. I really feel bad that we should have maybe picked something a little more mellow. Because again, it's late. I wanted to pick something short.
I'm not going to give up yet, but
I appreciate that. I wanted to pick something short and punchy as opposed to slow and languid. And the two other movies I suggested to you are a little more on the slow and languid kind of thing. And I didn't want you to fall asleep or whatever. So, but we'll try those other ones and we'll talk about
them.
And now
we can worry about falling asleep tonight.
There we go. Yeah, I guess we don't have to worry about sleeping tonight. So, okay. Well, like I said, we were calling it 43 minutes, 24 seconds into American Werewolf in London. I'm sure John Landis would actually probably be pretty happy about that a movie he made 36 years ago is still so scary that it's forcing people to turn it off in the middle of it. So, anyway, Tracy, thank you so much for doing this. I'm really looking forward.
You're picking such a lovely
movie. I'm looking forward to future segments.
I love you so much.
I love you very much. I'm very impressed with you that you would do this. I think there's some really great movies in your future. So, as everybody, you can't see this, everyone, but she's nodding sarcastically at me as we do this. So, okay, well, this is the first of hopefully dozens of mini episodes of the Film and Water podcast.
Or one or two.
Was a very limited series, we're calling it. Turn It Off with Tracy. So I hope you all enjoyed this first segment. If you did, please leave comments. Please leave supportive comments for Tracy's endeavor here, and I will make sure to read them to her on the site. And if you have suggestions for movies, suggest movies. Again, no gore stuff. We don't want to show gore stuff, but I mean, you know, if you know, like,
no people jumping out from everywhere.
Well, that's what horror movies a lot of times are, babe. You know, but we can. Well, there are other things. There are other movies we can try. Absolutely. So, okay. Well, thank you so much, Tracy. I love you.
I love you more.
I don't think that's true. So, okay, everybody. Thanks for listening, and we will see you later. Bye.
Bye.
You see anything? No. Sounds far away.
Not far enough.
Come on.
Jack.
What?
Where are we going?
I don't know. I'll tell you when we get there.
Okay, because...
You really scared me, you shithead.
Are you going to help me up or what?
Jesus! God.